Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
القرآن نور وبيان القرآن هدي الإيمان القرآن مسك الختام قرآن عليك سلام
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I'm really glad to have brothers Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. And everyone, Hussein, how are you?
Alaykum as-salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad, salam, how are you?
Salam, sir. Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
Everyone is fine, brothers and sisters. Hope you're doing great. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 143, Surah Al-A'raf, on page 167. Brothers and sisters, now turn to page 167, kind of the last lines, yes? On page 167, Ayah 143, Surah Al-A'raf. So, guys, if you're ready, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's listen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
Nice recitation. So, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 143. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول When Moses alayhi salam, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, arrived at our meeting point and his Lord spoke to him, he said, My Lord, show yourself to me that I may look at you. He said, Allah Almighty said, You shall not see me, but look at the mountain. If it abides in its place, then you will see me. So when his Lord disclosed himself to the mountain, he leveled it. And Moses fell down, swooning, got unconscious. And when he recovered, he said, Immaculate are you. I turn to you in penitence, and I am the first of the faithful. We cannot see God. Can we see God?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't have capacity.
Yes. The capacity to see God. All right?
Yes.
What about the prophets?
No.
Huh?
They cannot see.
Wait, why God is not visible?
He's not physical.
Nice one. He is not?
Physical.
If you can see the glasses here, if you can see the microphone, if you can see the chair, desk, everything you see around yourself, me, because we have
a physical
body. We have shape. We have body. That's why. Yeah. It means, look, we have limitations. We're limited
in this physical,
in a physical form. Shape or in a physical shape. Form. All right? So there is a doubt that a lot of people say that because you cannot see God, so he does not exist.
Yeah.
Does it mean, like, is seeing believing? Is whatever you see you should believe, or no? There are a lot of things that you do not see, but still you should
believe
in them.
You can't see pain.
Of mashallah. Yeah.
There are many things we cannot see, but we believe in them.
Yes. Love, hatred, huh? These things are not visible, but you believe in them.
Yes.
Wisdom, you do not see it, but you believe in it. All right? So refer to the Tafasir books to learn about this ayah. A lot of things are discussions are here, okay? We should move to the tajweed points. We should mention some of the tajweed points. Inshallah, that will be all for this session. Page 160, 167, ayah 143, Surah Al-A'raf. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى. Okay. First point, Fawad, tell us about the Mim Mushaddad and Nun Mushaddad.
So when these two letters have tashdeed on them,
mm-hmm.
you should produce a nasal sound or khunna and extend the sound for two counts, for example. Walamma.
Mashallah. If I pronounce it walamma.
That's wrong.
Walamma. Correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. And also look at that word down there. Falamma. Yes?
Yes.
That's one of the examples. Okay. Next rule. About the word ja'a, about the mad. Hussein, you tell us about the mad. Is the word ja'a, what does exactly mad mean? Huh? Mad means?
Extending.
Extension.
Extend the sound, yes.
Stretching or extension. So the sign of mad is that, on the top of the alif, in the word ja'a. That's the sign of mad.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So this mad, sometimes this extension is obligatory, which is wajib. Sometimes it is
jaiz.
Tell us about what, when should we extend it, when we are allowed to skip it,
when mad and hamza come in same word, it is wajib.
Better to say the mad letters. What are the mad letters?
Alif, Ya, Waw.
So one of these letters, brothers and sisters, one of these letters, Alif, Waw, or Ya.
Yeah, yes.
If that exists in the word, Hamza comes after it. So listen, if Hamza is part of the word that has Alif Mad, or Waw Mad, or Ya Mad letters, if Hamza is part of it, in that word, the mad is?
Wajib.
But if Hamza is with another word, but Alif Mad, Waw Mad, Ya Mad is in the other word, two different words, the mad is Jais. Now look at the word Ja'a. Is the word Ja'a one word?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Alif in the word Ja'a is part of the word Ja'a. Hamza is part of the word Ja'a. So the mad is?
wajib. Wajib.
But look at the word Rabbi arini anzur. Arini, it ends with ya. Yes. That's mad letter. It has the mad sign on the top. Anzur starts with hamza. Hamza is with the word anzur, but ya is with the word arini.
Yeah.
They're in different two different words. Okay? So the mad is jaiz. So you can ignore it. Next rule, the tanween, I mean the rules of tanween and nun sakin. We have anzuru, anzur, anzur ilayk. Lan tarani. What rule are these? Lan tarani.
Ikhfa.
The rule ikhfa, review it in the tajweed books. فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر دك
كو
كو وخر. This is the rule
إدغام.
إدغام ما شاء الله. موسى صاعقا فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. The last point أنا. The word أنا. There is a circle on the top of the word أنا. You see it, Hassan?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us what... Do you know what it means?
No.
Uh-huh. Fawad, tell us.
So you say you do not pronounce the alif.
You do not pronounce the alif. But it has another case as well. You pronounce it as well. Sometimes you pronounce it, sometimes you don't pronounce it. But what? When? How? Huh? Hussein, you know?
If Hamzatul Wasl comes after.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with Hamzatul Wasl.
When you stop on it, you will not pronounce
when you,
it. You'll pronounce it.
When you make a pause at the word ana,
you don't pronounce.
You will pronounce.
You pronounce it. Look.
You pronounce
this way. Subhanaka tubtu ilayka wa ana.
Can we stop at this word?
If you stop, yeah. If you stop running out of breath, for example, if you stop, you pronounce it. But if you continue reading, if you join this word with the other word, ana awwalul mu'minin, ignore the alif. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. All right? Hussein, did you get it?
Yes.
Yes. So, these are the rules that you have to practice in this ayah. I will recite it once. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, join us, please. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك.
ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك.
قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني.
قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني.
فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا.
فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا.
فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. أحسنت. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, that's all from us for today in this session. Stay with RB English Radio. See you in the next sessions. Hassan Hussein and Fawad Haider. Thank you so much, brothers. May Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان